This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, really, it's an hour of what I believe, actually it's an hour of insanity, technically. But I'm bringing the insanity to you that other people are doing to teach you how to fight it. I want you to have the information you need. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And you can get involved in the live chat room because there are smarter people than I in the chat room. I guarantee it. So, we usually don't do this. I usually don't carry them over. But, you know, California thinks it's got all the answers. When you live here and you hear these legislators talk, I mean, they come from the school of Barack Obama legislators. There isn't a thought that hits them in the head that they don't think is real and true and right for the people, no matter what the people believe. But the people in California screwed up, too. Yeah, sorry, but you are. You overwhelmingly vote in these ballot measures, which end up being laws, and most of them are extremely conservative, the ballot measures, and then you vote in the most left-leaning lunatics to run the government, and they overturn what you voted for. They fight and push to overturn what you voted for. Always amazing to me. So what's happened with all of this, because you can't stop spending, you know, we never tighten our belts here in California. The governor has said that he balanced the budget, now we have a surplus, but what he's done is he pushed a boatload of unfunded mandates down to the schools and the counties that they used to pay for. And they're okay with that. And then they wonder why the average family is leaving for places like Texas and such. And then they talk about, well, you can't get the kind of jobs in Texas you get here. Those are low-paying jobs. Well, let me tell you what. When everybody goes down there and Silicon Valley can't find people to work, they'll head down there. And guess what? They'll be able to build plants cheaper. They won't have the regulations they have. They won't be paying as much in taxes. And the people working for them don't have to pay as much in taxes. So it costs them a lot less more to operate. Sure, they'll stay in California, right? And a family that left the Bay Area of California, which is an expensive area to begin with, but even so, for them to move anywhere, where are they going to move? Seriously, where are they going to move to? Because if they move to the to another place in California, they got the same rules, the same guidelines, the same taxes. If they move to another city or state or city in the country, they'll probably be a lot better off. You know, some people move to Texas from California. They're saying to save money in the value of the homes. They save money just in everything, in the price of gas, in the price of food. I think the last story we did on this, there were 31 or 32 Republican governors, Republican-run states. And the majority of those states, and I don't mean by one number, it was in the, somewhere in the high 20s. The majority of those states were doing well financially. People were working, low on unemployment rates. Totally different. And when you look, when you're talking about tens of thousands, well, you know, California's got millions of people. Yeah, I know, but it's still 60,000 one year, 63,000 the next. And as I said, the main factor is housing cost. Very expensive to build in California. Again, with all the regulations, with all the fees, with everything they give you. I have friends of mine that told me, on a $350,000 to $400,000 home, the fees alone to the city, the state, the county, the local school boards would have you well over $80,000. So think that. Even if you're going to build a house all by your onesies, you have the ability and the smarts to pull it off. The taxes alone, the permits to build, may tank it before you even start. Now, Thomas Norman in San Francisco said that he and his wife, Patricia, are seriously considering leaving the Bay Area. And they've been looking. They've been actively scouting other homes in other states. And they go on to say just the traffic alone is a reason to move. Yeah, traffic's never a reason to move. So why are you driving where you're driving? What kind of job do you have? How exciting is it? And you can't get ahead when all you do is pour in everything you make into your house and that kind of stuff. Ede said her sister had a house, a $724,000 home in the Villages in southern San Jose. Houses up there are very expensive. Even postage size lots, very expensive. The Villagers in South San Jose. The Villages. It looks like it says the Villagers. Anyway, their mortgage payments were $2,200 a month in California, plus $1,000 for the association fees. Whoa! A month. tear down the gates. Yeah, I know, huh? It should have included at least two rounds of golf a month. So $2,200 a month just for their mortgage payments, plus another $1,000 for association fees. They were able to pay $300,000 in cash for their new home in Ohio. God bless those people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yo, Gary Aminoff's going to join us. He's a Republican strategist, has his own show called The Aminoff Effect. We're going to talk about what the Dems did today. We'll see how that goes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Head up to the website, therealside.com, for stations and times. I'm sorry. You know that the music on it was Free Ride by Edgar Winter is the theme song of the Democratic Party. Didn't mean to play that coming back in from the break. Always a pleasure to be with you. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So you heard me go off in the first segment about the Democrats today. I mean, what a joke. What a play. And you know, they could have forced that vote themselves, and they know it. They are the king and queens, the masters of, you know, of playing the game, playing the process, the procedure game when it comes to legislating. And I'm amazed that people haven't picked up on this yet. Gary Aminoff joins me, as he does from time to time. I always love when Gary's on. He's a Republican strategist, has his own show called The Aminoff Effect. Gary, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate being here, as always.
Always a pleasure. So, when you know, somebody said, which I thought was a great line, is that, why are we so upset about what the Dems do? They do that all the time. They sit around and get nothing accomplished. So nothing new really took place today.
Yeah, that's it. Well, they were just doing what they usually do yesterday. But it was silly. It was a stunt.
Yeah. Oh.
And it was a fundraising stunt.
Yeah, I know, huh? Well, did you notice they had the best of the best out front? They had Sheila Jackson Lee, Maxine Waters, they had Elijah Cummings, Charlie Rangel. I mean Elizabeth Warren. That's their front line team. I mean, come on. Oh God. God help us. So anyway, let's a little bit on them, and then I want to run over to the Republican side. I mean, I think with, you know, it's really funny watching what the Dems are doing, watching some of the stunts they're doing. Do you perceive a little fear there? Do you think, you know, they're great at spewing the dissemination of just bad information, like they've done. You know, when Pelosi was saying, "We're going to keep the House, we're going to keep the Senate, we're going to take the House," she knew they had no chance of doing that. Do you think they're doing the same thing now? Hillary's going to win. But they're worried about Trump winning as well?
Oh, I think they're very worried about Trump winning, no question. Yeah, and I think they're trying to exert some power. I mean, the sit-in yesterday was about they wanted to eliminate due process. You know, that's what they were protesting about.
You know, people don't realize that. You should expound on that if you want to. It's how people don't realize that, look, the bill they're trying to push through basically says you're guilty until proven innocent. And once you get on that no-fly, no-buy list, right now there is no way to petition the government to take your name off of that. That only works in Cuba, right?
Right, exactly. And there are so many mistakes and so many errors on the no-fly list. So many people have had to go to court and get their name removed. And what the Democrats were unhappy about was Republicans proposed a bill that said, okay, no weapons if you're on the no-fly list, but you have 3 days to go to court and clear your name. Because, you know, in case it was a mistake or in case you're on there for some other reason. So you have to go and prove that you're really not a terrorist, which I think is certainly fair. I mean, there are a lot of mistakes, so you have 3 days to clear your name. The Democrats didn't want that. If you're on the no-fly list, you don't get a gun. You don't have any right to go to court and clear your name. So they're against due process, which is in our Constitution.
Yeah, I love it. I sit there and watch it, and I pick out the little things, and I just say, look, you know, they're drawing on emotions. And listen, let's be honest with this. I wish people would figure this out, too. And when they had total control of the presidency, the House, and the Senate, they could have slammed every one of these things they want to do. They pretty much could have slammed every one of them through. They did bupkis with them. So
that's right.
They're playing on it in an election year, aren't they?
Of course they are. This is exactly, it's just a stunt.
Yeah.
And they failed to do it. You know, their big focus when the Congress, the House, the Senate, and the administrative branch were all Democrats was on passing Obamacare. They let everything else go.
Yeah, no, they didn't pay attention. Yeah, they didn't pay attention to much of anything, did they?
No.
Let's get on the Republican side. I have a lot of irritations with the Republicans, but one of the things I want to say right now is, you know, a year ago we heard when Trump threw his hat in the ring, he's a clown. He's not going to make it. It's not a serious campaign. He just wants to make a name for himself. And he went through the whole year and look who came out on top. He basically bumped, you know, 16 or 17 people, pushed them aside. Even Newt Gingrich has said several times, he said, I wouldn't know how to run against him. I wouldn't know how to run a race in today's, you know, in today's climate in running for president. He's a different candidate. He has a different way of doing things. Why are people in our party so petrified of him being the nominee?
Well, it's a good question, Joe. He's somebody we've never seen before in our lifetimes running for president. He's not a politician. He's had no prior political experience other than buying politicians to get to get support for his projects. He's a businessman. He's rough and gruff. He's not refined. So he doesn't fit the image or the picture that many people have of a presidential candidate. So there's a lot of, you know, you fear the unknown. People don't know what to expect. You know, if you have a candidate who's been in the Senate, been in the Congress, or been any, held any political office, they have a history. You can go back and look and see what they stand for.
Sure.
Trump, there's no such record. And if there is stuff that he commented on or stood for in the past, he's changed his mind three or four times.
Yeah, don't you love the fact that, first of all, you have our own, the guy that we hold up in high esteem, Ronald Reagan, so he was divorced once. He had a pro-abortion stance once. I mean, we can go down right down the list of things that he changed on and evolved. He was a lifelong Democrat, right, until he turned around and joined the Republican Party. So I'm not saying that Trump is just like Ronald Reagan, but all the arguments we get from inside the party, you could have and could turn those same arguments on Ronald Reagan, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could. Ronald Reagan was a Democrat. He was pro-choice, and he evolved because what human beings, if they are smart, grow and they learn and they evolve from their positions when they were younger because they realize they don't work.
Gary, I need you to hang with me another segment. I'm enjoying this conversation. We haven't got to the meat of what I want to get to. Can you hang out for a little longer?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You want to find a station local to you? You got to go to the website, therealside.com. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Well, I'm back. I don't know if you are. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved, or just head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can get involved in the live chat room. Smarter people than I are in that chat room. I guarantee it. I'm telling you, guarantee it. Anyway, I want to get right back to my guest. Gary Aminoff joins me. He's a Republican strategist, also the host of The Aminoff Effect. And Gary, thanks so much for being with me.
Pleasure to be here, Joe. I always enjoy coming on your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So the, but I got to tell you, you set your sights really low, buddy. I mean, so we were talking about, you know, I got so mad the other night because I'm hearing about the delegates, these conference calls that are going around with the delegates across the country. They're going to find a way or want to try to find a way not to cast your vote for Trump at the convention. I say two things. One is, you will blow the party up if you do that, number one. And no question in my mind. Number two is, what is this thing where they think they have a right? And I'm hearing this more and more. I don't know what you're hearing. That they as a delegate, they have a right to cast the vote of their conscience. And I'm saying, no, you don't. You need to cast the vote of the people. You are representing the people in the area that, you know, that you're a delegate for. And you need to cast the vote of the people. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. In fact, yeah, it's part of the California election code. If you are a delegate from California, you are bound to vote for the candidate that you're representing, not just on the first ballot, but also on the second ballot. Now, there are some states where you're not bound. Colorado is one of them.
Wow.
But most states require, at least on the first ballot, that the delegate be bound to the candidate who sent them. There are some people going around, so that, you know, never Trump people, I guess,
yep,
going around and saying that you don't have to. I mean, it's not really law. You don't have to be bound to your candidate. Well, look, we have traditions. And we have customs, and whether it's legally true or not, when you became a delegate, you agreed to support the candidate you became a delegate for.
Right.
And you're at least morally bound to do that.
I am so, and you and I haven't talked about this in a while, but I'm so disenchanted with the fact that, you know, here as Republicans, as conservatives, we're running around screaming the will of the people, the will of the people. The reason we need to get our guy in there is because the will of the people isn't being heard. The Democrats are stepping all over the will of the people. My God, if we don't nominate Trump, aren't we, we're right in the same camp with them, are we not?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to hear it. if Trump is nominated in the convention, it's going to be going to be a riot.
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. It's going to be, you know, and I think they love to take things he says and really twist them, because he said that at one point in time, didn't he? He said, if I'm not nominated, if I don't get, you know, if I get close to the numbers, I'm just a couple votes away from the numbers and I don't get nominated, there's going to be riots in the street. He wasn't saying he's telling his people to riot. He was telling the truth. We are fed up. And I think that's the phenomenon that's Trump, is it not? We are fed up as a people with government as usual.
Absolutely. That's why there's so much attraction for Trump. He's not government as usual.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's a lot of talk, Joe, but I don't think any organized movement's going to take place at the convention that's going to try and eliminate Trump from being nominated. I mean, there may be an attempt from a handful of people, but my guess, if I were a betting man, would be to say that Trump is going to get nominated on the first ballot.
You know, I am concerned with some of the conversations coming out of Ryan's mouth. You know, most of the time when we get behind a candidate, he's got the votes or what have you. I would think that the Speaker of the House would especially be saying, look, we have a presumptive nominee. We need to do A, B, C, and D. We need to come together as a group. He's not saying that. He's actually telling the delegates that they need to vote their conscience, right? And I'm telling you, I told you during the break, I see Paul Ryan as the first wave of progressive Republicans that you're going to see over the next few years of our lives, of our political lives here. But I'm concerned that if he doesn't get behind Trump, I mean wholeheartedly behind Trump, there's going to be issues.
There are definitely going to be issues. And my feeling is, if he's advising them to vote their conscience, if they have a conscience, they got to vote for the guy that sent them.
That's a good statement. That's true. You know, the Republican Party as a whole, I mean, we are, well, wait a minute, before I get to the whole nationwide one, man, in California, did we shoot ourselves in the foot with the open primary, right? We've got no shot at Senate here for the next 20 years anyway. And the state is so Democrat or so Democrat heavy. Are we ever going to have a shot here in California again? And comment on the weird part where there are a lot of small cities that are run by Republicans up and down the state. We just can't seem to get a state office. Go ahead.
You know. Because once you get out of the Bay Area and L.A. County, most of California is Republican, but unfortunately all the voters are in the two major cities. But California is a one-party state at this point. I don't know that it will change.
You're making me sick.
I don't know. Since the 1st of January 2016, about 800,000 new voters have registered. 75% of those are registered Democrats.
Yeah, I know. I've talked to some people that were doing the voter registration here in Los Angeles County, and some of the Republicans were telling us that people came up afterward. They didn't really understand the difference. The new event, you know, where they get to register to vote. They didn't understand the difference for Democrat and Republican. They thought that by registering as a Democrat, they were kind of voting or registering for democracy, which is what they came here for, which is sad in and of itself that they still don't have a handle on that, you know?
It is. And maybe the Republicans should be educating prospective citizens who have applied for citizenship before they get admitted. Maybe we ought to be sending them some literature or meeting with them and explaining to them what Republicans are and what we stand for.
Oh, I agree with you. I don't know how to get it done, but I agree with you. So let's shift gears to the nationwide Republican Party. You know, when we simply, and I'm a Second Amendment advocate. I got it. But when we simply stand on the Second Amendment with no explanation, like with what went down in Orlando, and what we've got is we've got a lot of our high-power people like Ryan, like Cruz, just saying, look, we cannot go against the Constitution. We cannot take the the Second Amendment away. And I'm saying, okay, I get it at the core, I get it. But why don't you guys offer an alternative? Say, look, we understand we've got these holes and issues, and we're going to put a bill together. We're not going to take the rights of people away to have guns, but we're going to make sure people are safer. They don't really come out and put it that way. We are so terrible at getting messages out. Aren't we?
Yeah. We're terrible at our messaging. I agree with you there. And we really need to fix that.
And it doesn't matter who we, it seems like it doesn't matter who we get to come in on the communication side of the world. It's kind of like, guys, look, instead of always being on the defensive, how do we come together and make this happen? How do we come together and help, push the Republican agenda along with why it's a good thing? We don't even do that. Again, our answer is always, I'll give Ryan credit on one thing. He's the first guy who finally said, look, we're going to repeal Obamacare, and here's the details of how we're going to replace it and fix it.
I mean, yeah.
How long? 61 votes to repeal Obamacare. It's the first time he said, and here's what we're going to do to fix it or replace it or put something else in place. Man, 8 years, seven, whatever. So I'll give it better, 6.5 years. It's the first time we've really heard this. We're a sorry lot at sometimes, Gary.
I agree.
God. I think if they oust Trump, I'm going to start the Common Sense Party. I may even go back to the Whig Party. I don't know. I don't know which one, but we got to do something. We've got to, and again, at the grassroots level, everybody talks about grassroots, but we have to take it back at our level. Hey, Gary, thanks for being with me tonight. Always appreciate your time. Where can people find out about you?
FairToTheRight.com and YouTube, The Aminoff Effect.
Perfect. Gary, thanks for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate it.
Joe
Mancini, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, NovemberNovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Real Fight on GCN Live. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do. I appreciate the time that you spend on the air with me. I appreciate the time that you spend helping me, helping us try to figure things out. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there on the website. So during the break, producer Tammy brought up a good point. So we were talking about if you were paying attention, we should start giving them a quiz. We could probably make money doing that.
Really?
If you were paying attention, the story I did was about how there are 60-plus thousand more people leaving California every year, okay, than are coming in. So we do have people coming into the state. I don't know why. Apparently, they don't read the papers. And if that's the case, she wants to know what. What did you pull out of that conversation with Gary?
Well, I wasn't sure if he said 600,000 or 800,000, but I looked it up just now. And, you know, on Sanders for President, he's got this lovely little burn report that says more than 850,000 new voters registered as Democrats in the first 3 months of 2016.
What is that, government math? That's a new socialist math, right?
I don't know. I can't believe that's California for seriously. So 60,000 are leaving a year. Maybe these were all the kids that turned 18, you know, last year. They just all needed to register this year.
Really? Think so?
Well, you know, it's not people moving into the state.
I was going to say you're being awful positive there, aren't you?
I'm being sarcastic. It's ridiculous. How many? Where are they getting these numbers from? Where are these? How many people have voted? Are they registering twice?
Do I look like I have a clue?
Don't you have some sort of power in the Republican Party? I mean, seriously, you should be able to do something about this.
Yeah, right. Me and the $1.75 I have in my pocket gets me a cup of coffee.
You know what one of the biggest problems, though, is? Because this is what Linda Payne says, you know.
And Linda Payne is who? For those Linda people who Payne, have no clues of who she is?
I was getting to it, but you interrupted me. Except now I don't remember the name of her organization. Do you remember the name of her organization? The Integrity Project. Right. She works with True the Vote.
Right.
So they're going through the voter rolls and making sure they're eliminating all the duplicates and things that aren't for real, you know, and 15 ballots going to one house with one person living in it.
That's just Republican propaganda.
It's not. 66,000 out of L.A. County alone right now, they've filed suits against to have those removed because they're invalid. So 850,000 of these things, she says.
Yes.
I forgot. My brain just went out the window. Sorry.
See,
you took me off track.
Don't ever make fun of me when I'm having a senior moment, right?
So she says that California doesn't have a way to compare the voter rolls county to county.
The old system that we have, right?
Right. So you could register in L.A. County, but if you move to San Diego and you register there, you're still registered in both. Unless you intentionally remove yourself. You know, like our daughter who's still registered after 8 years of moving away. And she's still registered here. Yeah. They're supposed to drop off after 5 years of not voting, but they don't drop off here.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe she's still voting. We just don't know about it. Did you call
her? She's not voting. No, I checked. She's not voting.
There you go. See, that someone in the chat room is smarter than both of us. That it was Linda's with the Election Integrity Project. Do you know what you wouldn't know what the website is, would you?
Yeah, Election Integrity
Project.org or something.
Here, I'll
like
check
that.
For you. I just double check, make sure.
But that was a good answer. But really, if you think about it, we had so you've got 63,000 more people. Matter of fact, that the bad part about that is they don't tell you the exact number coming in. But I gotta tell you, when we lost almost 3,000 businesses, I can't imagine that.
Just think how much. Our budget should be totally balanced this year with 850,000 new working individuals because, you know, to be a voter, you need to be 18, which means that you should have a job, which means you should be producing income, which means, hey, look at our tax base should, like, go through the roof here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Okay, so that's election.
You live in rainbow land,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, I know. electionintegrityproject.com.
There you go.
Linda does a lot of good work there, but they're working real hard to get all the counties connected so that we can eliminate duplicate registrations from county to county because you're only supposed to be registered in one place.
What's your point?
And that Sharon Engel's working on it to make sure because there's people who vote in Nevada that are California people and they vote in California and Nevada. That's not supposed to happen either.
Was it Chicago? You know, some people there voted 15 times, but they caught that one guy that voted 15 times finally.
I know.
It just, but it doesn't happen. We're told it never happens, so I don't know. Anyway.
It happens.
Yes.
You just got to act. People got to pay attention.
I'm sorry. That would.
We're all supposed to pay attention.
You really like doing this, don't you? You just.
Everybody that goes to the voting booth is supposed to pay attention to the other people at the voting booth.
Yeah, good luck with that. I mean, we were. I'm not trying to call anybody out in particular, but I was telling people about your voter registration drive that you did at a church, and you weren't espousing or pushing Republican and Democrat,
right?
But the misinformation that people have on the difference between the two, the misinformation on registering to vote and whether you have to be a citizen or not, and all kinds of confusion by quote-unquote American citizens. Weren't you surprised at all with that?
I wish I were. Sadly, I was already too well-informed to be surprised.
Oh, God. Am I the only guy that has a little positive... I guess I don't. I figure we're in the dumper already.
It made it perfectly clear why we're where we're at. Like, I didn't really know some of those people before that thought like that, and... Now I do.
I was thinking, it's not really a ringing in my ears that I have. It must be a continual flushing sound that I'm hearing.
They really do exist, Joe.
God. And you want to know.
And they go to our church.
They go to churches all over the place. We've been to some churches where I've asked the same questions with people, and you just have to look at them and go, where did you get that? Where did you find that information? Because I'd like to see that when they really don't know what's going on around them or what. It's like today with the Democrat thing. I mean, I've asked some Democrats today, you understand that the Republicans stopped nothing, right? Well, what do you mean? Of course they did. Ryan wouldn't bring it to the floor. Yes, but the Democrats could have brought it to the floor simply by, I think it was 240-some-odd people. And they had the numbers to pull it off. They couldn't do it.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they wouldn't do it. You're right there. So I think that it's, again, it's they're not informed. We're not teaching this stuff in school. I know I'll catch heck for this next week, but we're not teaching this stuff in school. It's not right. It's not right to do to our kids.
Well, I will tell you that some of the conversations I had with those folks when I was doing the voter registration, I was very clear about it when they would be just completely clueless and, you know, asking questions. And they very clearly didn't know which end was up. And I just looked at them and I said, if you don't know who to vote for,
don't vote.
Do not go in there and fill in a bubble.
If you worried about wasting your vote, because that's what most people say, I don't want to waste a vote. Okay, so here's what to do. I want you to take your ballot, all right? I want you to go over to your fireplace. If you don't have a fireplace, hang out the window a little bit, all right? I want you to take one of those Bic lighters with you. You know how they used to do a ceremonial thing at the concerts? Do a ceremonial thing and burn your ballot. You know, they burned bras. They burned all kinds of things in the past. Burn the ballot. Do not vote. Do not check a box. If you check a box just because it's the party you belong to, and that's the only reason you check the box, Tammy and I sit down and talk about pretty much everybody on the ballot. And if we don't know, sometimes we just leave it blank.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, yes. Especially with judges.
Yes. It's hard to find information on some of the people. We dig like crazy and we call people who know. And but if you don't know, you leave it blank.
You leave it alone. Yeah. Don't bother.
Just because their name sounds nice and pretty. And, oh, that was my aunt's name and she was so smart. No, don't. Just don't.
I met somebody who voted for me for school board.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you who it is, but basically the bottom line what it was, that person said to me, oh, I remember, you know why I voted for you? No, why? I'm thinking they're going to tell me because I like your stand on Career Tech Ed. No, I loved your name. And I was like, give me your voter card because I want to rip it up. I know you voted for me, but I want to rip it up.
Don't tell me who it
okay?
was. Ever.
Oh, God bless America. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis, GCN. I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, we'll make it an open mic thing when we come back, right? Anything you want to talk about in the chat room, you throw up a topic, we'll try to do it. I got some stories here I can go through. I got quite a few of them. One of them with Mark Dice, which I love playing his stuff online. I really do. And apparently Bernie Sanders thinks that Walmart sells machine guns. Somebody I was talking to today thought that you could legally buy an Uzi. Only in Chicago, where they have gun laws. No gun laws, you can buy an Uzi. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to us on GCN Live. You're listening to The Real Side. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up after the break. Seriously. We're going to have a good time.